Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News Show. And I am excited to hear rock and roll music at 5:10 a.m. That may be the first time for me, John, to have heard rock and roll music that early in the morning. Unless I was still up from the night before, of course. And that,
true.
And that happens, you know. Well, it did in the earlier days. So this is Danny Zimmern, and I'm thrilled to be here. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock and sort of hanging out with John here in the studio and have a bunch of very interesting folks calling in to talk about a bunch of different issues and as just to educate people. Andrew said, you don't have to do my show. You can do whatever you want. You just can't have candidates on. So there went about half of the people we wanted to have on. But in any case, we have a lot of fun folks coming to talk about all kinds of things like Local Pulse Magazine and State Representative Salzman. She's not really a candidate because she's unopposed, is what Andrew told me, so that's fine. Pickleball at the Port and the UWF Business School. So we have a lot of great folks to talk to over the next few hours, and we hope you'll hang in there with us. I'm joined in the studio today by my good friend. We go to breakfast a few times a week, and we thought, well, I've got to do this, right? Volunteered to do this, so I would bring Tyler Barrett from Regenerative Labs on with us. Tyler, good morning.
Morning, Danny.
How are you doing today?
Doing well.
We don't ever eat this early, do we?
No, we're about three hours earlier than usual.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But we do talk a lot, Tyler. So, Tyler, why don't you tell the folks in Andrew and Pensacola Morning News audience, why don't you tell those folks what you do for a living, what Regenerative Labs is based right here in Pensacola?
All right. Yeah, so Regenerative Labs is a biotechnology company here in Pensacola. We've got our main facility there on Main Street. So we process birth tissues to help physicians with products that improve their patients' quality of life.
Fantastic. I know you have what's called a clean lab. Now, I only know that because we eat breakfast, but you got to put on spacesuits and go through a bunch of air barriers and get all clean before people go into your lab, but it's a really unique thing. Nobody gets to ever see it because, you know, you manufacture your products there, but it's a really cool thing. It's just outside of downtown Pensacola in a cool space. Tell everybody a little bit about your lab.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ISO 5 clean room labs, ISO certified quality system. So we're, as you say, our technicians get dressed up in spacesuits every day and get in the laboratory and make a difference there.
Well, you told the folks, I think you said birth tissue, mm-hmm. right? So you want to explain what birth tissue is to folks?
Yeah. So for most people, the first encounter with a donation comes around 16 years old, or tissue donation comes around 16 years old when students are obtaining that first driver's license, they're faced with checking the donor status box. For others, the donation is centered around a tragic event, but birth tissue donation changes that narrative. Each donation of tissue can help as many as 75 people. The donation becomes a part of the child's history. They grow up with the story of their donation. Families can tell their children that they came into the world helping someone. The child knows they made a difference on day one. So
it's very, very interesting. Tyler, you and I go to breakfast a lot, and I really love talking about what's going on and learning more, and it's fascinating. But it's interesting. There's only one part of any human body that connects two humans.
Yeah, so in our anatomy, there's only one type of tissue that connects two humans in nature, and that's going to be your birth tissue, so the placenta and the umbilical cord. Because of that unique position in nature, this is the only type of tissue that you can you can donate between donors without any graft versus host issues. So you can take a live tissue from an umbilical cord and put it into any other human being without worry for graft versus host or immune response to reject that tissue. It's a unique tissue set, and we're excited to be a part of that.
It really is wonderful. It happens right here in Pensacola. And so the donors, of course, they get to make a difference. And it's not from somebody who passed away. This is a live birth deal.
Yeah, it's the bright side of tissue banking. I mean, generally, tissue banking is kind of a sad topic, but this changes the narrative. It's a byproduct of life. And so generally, those tissues were disposed as medical waste, but now mothers have the option to donate those tissues and help people in the process.
Well, and I know it's an emerging technology, and you're in America. You're one of the leaders of the forefront of the magic, I guess, but the science is there. You have a bunch of incredibly bright folks working with you and helping you through all this, and the science is there to show it's working. And we know that it, more and more birth tissue, I think, is gonna be able to help people, honestly.
Yeah, it's a growing trend, and you know, shout out to the statistics department there at UWF. They've been working very closely with us to process the thousands and thousands of data sets that we've collected over the last several years. We're seeing an average pain reduction of about 35%, and functionality improvement of about 40% or better across the board. So we're very, very excited about the future of this industry and the future of regenerative here in Pensacola.
And skin tissue, good old fashioned skin tissue in all shapes and sizes. And
well, not necessarily. It's not necessarily skin. They take the amniotic membrane surrounds the inside the placenta, and they dehydrate it and use it as a skin replacement or a skin substitute.
I see.
For any burn or wound victims, and it helps to keep a barrier on that wound, helps them speed their recovery.
Well, and that tissue is also, you're learning more and more all the time how to use it best. You told me the other day some folks put it on inside, and then when they're sewing you up.
Yeah, it can be used as a skin substitute, but they can also use it to wrap bones whenever they're doing a total joint replacement. They can use it to wrap nerves or tendons or anything that needs a protection or a barrier inside the body.
Well, and of course, being a Pensacola guy and all about Pensacola, you could do this anywhere. It's interesting you're here in Pensacola. It's wonderful that you're doing that here.
Well, thank you. No, we just got some export certificates for international export, so hopefully we'll be able to start producing in a large way here.
Much larger?
Hire some more people here in Pensacola.
That's great. They're good folks that are here, and it's just wonderful. Well, Regenerative Labs has been around, I guess, what, 6-7 years? Is that about right?
That's right.
And you spend a lot of time. I know you go to Washington a fair amount. We're trying to get the country to understand the products and what your products do. And you know, that's a interesting dynamic you have to live all the time, because you're highly regulated. Mm-hmm. I know your lab gets inspected by the government all the time. Sometimes, usually surprises, but sometimes you can predict them probably. But your lab gets inspected and your products get inspected. And I think people have even your competitors even call you to buy some of your product, put their name on it sometimes, right?
Some we've had competitors in Pensacola trying to look through our windows. So no, it's a very interesting space, and we're excited to be continue to pursue that here in Pensacola.
Well, and I think your attitude is government regulation and government working with you is a good thing if the government does basically what its paperwork says it should be doing.
That's right. That's right. Traditionally, the government, especially the FDA, has been a partner for developing new products somewhat. That's changed somewhat as it's turned to more of a barrier, but you know, we've had a good experience working with the FDA and working on the Hill. We've engaged with lobbyists and other industry groups to affect legislation and affect a regulatory environment that's friendly to innovation. So that's something we're dedicated to.
Is that disruptive when they show up at the lab?
No, inspections happen on average every 18 months for any lab of our nature.
And they should.
Absolutely.
But so your people just work away and they just walk around and watch?
That's right. And so our staff is prepared for a inspection this morning if it came to it, Danny. So we're always operating, ready for an inspection.
Well, it's a wonderful situation with Regenerative Labs here in Pensacola, Florida. This is Danny Zimmer, and I'm joined by Tyler Barrett, owner, CEO, president, and, you know, the guy who gets to make payroll every Friday, Tyler Barrett. So, Tyler, stick around. You're going to hang out with me. Well, since you're so up so early, you might as well do something.
Might as well, Danny.
So, John, let's take a break, our first break. This is Pensacola Morning News. I'm Danny Zimmer, and we're going to have some fun today. We've got guests calling in all the way up to 9 o'clock and learn about all sorts of different things and have a little bit of fun and a little bit of serious, but mostly we all talk about how much we love Pensacola and Northwest Florida. So stand by. We'll be right back.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself or I'll just buy it myself and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki delivered with a water and sewer rate hike of zero during COVID and none over CPI in the last 4 years. Vicki promised infrastructure repairs. She delivered a 16-year plan of reparations, spending hundreds of millions repairing or replacing your infrastructure. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Join Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Chrissy Smith will be here to talk about back to school. Some schools have a site-based program that will make it very easy to mentor a little. There's also a need for bigs, especially men, to be a big brother to boys. Remember, it takes a little to be a big. That's all of the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Come on out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Morning, it's Pensacola Morning News 525. I'm John Pickens, guest host Danny Z. Let's go to David and get our quick headlines.
Absolutely, and good morning, guys.
Morning.
Voters heading to the polls today in several states. There's primary elections being held today in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Despite a few technical issues last night, Elon Musk's conversation with former President Donald Trump on X did end up happening last night. That went on for over 2 hours last night. They discussed things such as the attempted assassination, immigration, Vladimir Putin, and even global warming. And hey, if you guys are looking to buy ad slots for the Super Bowl this coming year, you better act quickly, because this report from Variety says that Fox is leveraging the high demand to price 30-second commercials now at more than $7 million, and they've almost sold out already, even at that high price tag. The game being broadcast from the Superdome in New Orleans, February 9th.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David. All right, good morning, everybody. This is Danny Zimmern. Danny Z, they call me, you know, except my probation officer. And so we're here sitting in for Andrew McKay. We're super excited about that and to be here. And I'm joined by my good friend and often breakfast companion, Tyler Barrett, owner of Regenerative Labs. And we've got a bunch of folks calling in. So but early on, I wanted to just talk with Tyler a little bit about what Regenerative does. And Tyler, we've gotten a couple of texts into the station. I didn't even know you could do that, but people have texted. And John has told them to us, and people are asking questions, so people are interested. For example, the skin patches, sizes, thickness, kind of maybe a lot of the more common uses.
Yeah, so I think the question was, do patients more often receive these for post-surgical or burns or wounds, and what size, how thick is the tissue? So pretty even distribution with burns, wounds, and post-surgical, even intraoperative application. And Regenerative has a single layer, so a single layer amniotic membrane and a dual layer amniotic membrane. And just for reference, amniotic membrane is about one cell thick and with the extracellular matrix that surrounds it. So it's about very, very, very thin, but we have a single layer and a dual layer that's transparent. So if that gives you any reference.
I see. You could see through it.
That's right.
Yeah. So they're all the same thickness basically, but they are but they're all thin basically.
Yeah. Not only can you see through it, in some applications you would make a disc for physicians like Tip McKnight, for instance, to use in ocular settings, so for on the eye, so the patients can see through it. They put it on as a contact lens and suture it in.
Yeah, it's so that whole piece of it being a barrier is it really, you can sort of see through that. See how I did that? You can see through that way Dr. McKnight is using that some, and it's I believe he's having fantastic results. That's what he's saying.
Well, we're going to circle back with him and pull that data, but the point there is that these birth tissues have wide-ranging utility in healthcare.
Gotcha. So. Well, it's awful exciting having Regenerative Labs here at Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, and I'm joined by Tyler Barrett, CEO, president of Regenerative Labs. And Tyler, you, I know you're finding a bunch of great folks who are interested in a career in biotechnology, and you spend a lot of time on the road and growing your business, and obviously you're national and international with some export certificates and export opportunities to manufacture something here and ship it even out of the country. But I think you're finding some good folks here in Pensacola and the quality of life. I know, for example, you spent a lot of time in Austin, and you think Pensacola with biotechnology could kind of maybe give Austin a run for its money sooner or later?
Well, you know, Pensacola has got a lot of potential. I really, really like hiring military, hiring veterans, simply because they can follow an SOP like their life depends on it. But before Pensacola is going to become Austin, we're going to have to get rid of those height minimums or height restrictions there, Danny.
Okay, our mayor's working on that, Tyler. You couldn't stay away from it.
Okay.
All right, this is Danny Z, and this is Pensacola Morning News Show. I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay. Tyler Barrett's with me. We're going to have some fun over the next couple of hours, so we'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Elon Musk claims a delay in his interview with Donald Trump last night on X was due to a cyber attack. Fox's Brooke Singman.
The interview ran for about 3 hours, and former President Trump and Elon Musk covered a wide range of topics, from Trump's plans for the future to his opponent's far-left track record. The former president also touting his foreign policy agenda, drawing a contrast between his policies and some of the failures under the Biden-Harris administration.
About 20 million people tuned in to the interview, according to an automatic counter on X. President Biden visiting New Orleans today to speak about how federal money is being used to treat and detect cancer as part of his cancer moonshot effort. Israel on edge, waiting for potential attack from Iran and its proxies for the killings of top officials from Hamas and Hezbollah. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's 81 degrees this morning. One man killed in a shooting yesterday on Navy Boulevard. That happened between Dollar Tree and the Little Caesar Pizza. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the man was died at the scene of that shooting. So far, no suspects have been identified or arrested in relation to the incident. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is still investigating what happened. Well, there's a big housing development planned in downtown Pensacola. Businessman Quint Studer says he's been working with two developers to bring hundreds of housing units to the old ECUA water treatment site, which has now been empty since 2011.
We were concerned about what it would be used at, so Rishi and I bought it just to make sure it was done correctly.
And Studer talked with Channel 3 about the current plans. He says it could bring in as many as 600 residential units, a mix of apartments and townhouses. One developer's out of Alabama, another out of Georgia. Each developer will build about 8.5 acres worth of the property. Another 2 acres will be used for parking, both for Blue Wahoos games and possibly even for Bruce Beach. They're hoping to break ground on that project sometime next year. Florida Republicans celebrating what they're calling a historic milestone. The Florida Republican Party announcing on Sunday that they now have 1 million more registered voters than the Florida Democratic Party. By contrast, Florida GOP Chairman Evan Power says just 6 years ago, Democrats had a 300,000 voter advantage over Republicans. He says that turnaround is a testament to the strong leadership of the GOP. Another chapter coming up in the legal drama involving Florida State University and the ACC. News Service of Florida reporting a federal appeals court in Tallahassee has now decided to hear oral arguments between the two sides on September 11th. The Atlantic Coast Conference wants the court to issue a stay against a lawsuit that FSU filed in Leon County against the conference. The ACC argues a lawsuit it filed in North Carolina should take priority over FSU's lawsuit. And an Olympic medalist now back home in Florida, Omari Jones, arriving last night at the airport in Orlando with the bronze medal that he won for boxing in the Paris Olympics. The 156-pounder was the only American boxer that won a medal. He got a hero's welcome at the airport there, with fans greeting him with chants of USA, USA. He says it feels great knowing that his hard work and his dedication all paid off. It is 5:34 right now at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is going to be a nice sunny day today with temperatures warming up quickly. Highs in the mid-90s, 96 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As we head into your Wednesday, we are going to keep the sunny weather around. Just a small chance of a stray shower, 20% chance of rain overall. High near 96 degrees, low near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 81 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 75 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Two key inflation reports are due out this week. The first, which will be released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time later this morning, is the Producer Price Index. The PPI, a measure of wholesale prices, is expected to show a monthly gain of 0.2% in July, which is in line with the previous month's reading, according to Dow Jones estimates. The Consumer Price Index, which will be released tomorrow, is expected to show an increase of 0.2% last month. The Labor Department has announced Simon's Food Concessions, a Pittsburgh food vendor, has paid workers $15,000 in back wages and damages for refusing to pay workers the mandated overtime rate and threatening employees. The company denied time and a half wages to six employees for work beyond the standard 40-hour week. Investigators also accused the employer of threatening workers for cooperating with the department probe. Futures are slightly higher ahead of today's inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
And at 5:35, your next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern, Danny Z, sitting in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola's Morning News Show. And we're going to have a ball today, and I think we couldn't have a better first guest than the guy that I think is the best executive director in Northwest Florida, Sid Williams. Good morning, Sid.
Good morning, Danny. How's it going?
Well, are you up this early for cycle class all the time?
I am. In fact, it's to the point now, around the 4 a.m. hour, my brain just starts to go in. So I'm spinning either way.
Oh, that's why there's always emails in the morning from you, huh? I get it.
Exactly. We've got a lot together, but I don't know if we've had a 5:30 a.m. coffee together.
I know. That's exactly right. And we're about 15 miles apart. So, Sid, you're the executive director of the Pensacola Little Theater, the Clark Family Cultural Center. We've gone through a huge capital campaign to improve a really historical building right in the middle of downtown. And what's sort of exciting is towards the end of this calendar year, Northwest Florida is going to get its first rooftop bar.
I mean, I have been crossing my fingers, holding my breath, and the end is in sight, and we are so excited. And Danny, it's really all about elevating the art that we already make. So if you have not been to a PLT production while you're listening this morning, you really need to come see the quality of the talent we have, because while we are community theater, we have regional theater. We have very, very professional theater level quality. And so we are just taking that right on up, because the sky's the limit throughout not just the interior renovation that we've had, but truly the great performance venue that we're going to have on top of the Clark Family Cultural Center and our first rooftop performance venue.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And the programming and Kathy Holdsworth, the artistic director at the theater, the programming is unbelievable. Community theater, for those of you that don't totally understand, means everybody is basically volunteering, from the people that sew to the people that act, the people that direct. Sid has a very small staff, and everybody else are volunteers, and people love the theater in all sorts of different ways. And that's what community theater is. You know, they're your neighbors sometimes that are up there acting or maybe downstairs sewing or whatever it is, directing. And the art is just over the top. I mean, we are blessed with wonderful talent here, aren't we?
We are. And Danny, you know, we're not talking 50, 100, 200 volunteers here. We have nearly 1,000 volunteers, as you mentioned, in any capacity throughout the year. And that's about 80,000 hours of volunteer service. And truly, it's all about artistic expression, but also just to help improve the quality of life for each and every one of our residents, because you can't have community theater without community.
Yeah, it's great. And I mean, the Clark Family Cultural Center, the Dave Clark and his family love the theater, love that building, and made a really, really fantastic contribution to make all this really happen.
Well, and that's, you know, we talk about volunteers, but that includes our fantastic volunteer board of trustees, obviously, which you, sir, are a huge, huge portion of and get so many things done. And it's been beautiful to see the board and the artistic committee and all of the volunteers come together to rally around really making this a mecca of downtown, because what we put on the stage has always been some of the highest quality of anything that you'll see locally in the state. And now we're just making that beautiful historic building match the quality of the art that we represent.
Well, and I know seating and sound and so many other things in the theater were serious items that the board and you paid a ton of attention to. And talk about those new big seats.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and so if you've been in the old seats, right now the largest seat in the old seats is now the smallest seat in our new renovation. So we've got bigger, more high-quality seats. But truly, and you don't notice it, and kind of my goal is that no one ever even talks about it, because that's when you know you're doing it right. But that new sound system is just fantastic. We kicked it off with Rend, and we've even had improvements since then. So while you will walk in and truly just feel a complete aesthetic change, it is the quality, it's the acoustics, it is the comfort, and it is the ability to create multiple avenues of art throughout and on top of that building.
Well, and it's great, and the programming is great, and what goes into it, I have the blessing of being able to serve there with you, and so musicals are really expensive, but worth bringing to Pensacola, those sort of things. But part of that, Sid, is your budget. And we have a couple of big fundraisers every year. We have about a minute left. Tell everybody about the raffle that's coming up.
Absolutely. So the art that we make on the stage is important, but it all starts in the classroom. And our arts education programs every year are about a $50,000, $60,000 line item in that budget. And so departure is what we call our annual raffle party. We give away an exciting trip somewhere all over the world. And this year we're giving away an exclusive experience in tandem with our partners at American Magic. It's a 3-day experience to San Francisco for two people, flights and all the good stuff included. And you actually go on board the America's Cup yacht. You get a sailing experience in San Fran. And also, they're giving an exciting item here that you can actually have one of the first exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of the new Pensacola facility, get on one of the chaser boats to follow them around all day, have lunch with some of the American Magic team. So we're all going sailing. We're going to seize the day, if you will. And tickets are on sale for September the 26th. It's one hell of a party. Again, we're really leaning into the sailing theme. So it's a good after-work hour. One ticket gets two people into the party and one opportunity to win that trip. But you don't want to miss it. You don't have to actually live in Pensacola to win the trip either. You don't have to be present to win that. But it's going to be one hell of a night. We've got a $10,000 piece of jewelry that we're giving away from Elabash Jewelers. And it's all for the kids.
That's fantastic. And give everybody the website where they can go get tickets and use my name when they get them.
Absolutely. So PensacolaLittleTheater.com/departure. You can get your tickets right there online. Of course, you can give any board member credit. Danny Z, always the number one option. And you can see all of our upcoming shows and events because we have something for everyone.
Well, I'm blessed to serve on several boards, but I really believe your board is the best in town. And we appreciate all you do, Sid, for Northwest Florida. Keep bringing that wonderful art to the stage. And I look forward to sharing my first tequila on the roof with you before the end of 2024. See, there's pressure.
Cheers to that, Danny.
All right. Thank you, Sid Williams, Executive Director of the Pensacola Little Theater and the Clark Family Cultural Center. I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News Show. Stand by. We'll get a little bit of business done and be right back.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Welcome to the heart of farming season brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls' beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
We didn't know about a World Wide Web. Was a whole different game being played. When I was a kid, want to get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style.
Good morning, everybody. This is Danny Z. I'm sitting in, Danny Zimmer, sitting in for Andrew McKay at Pensacola Morning News Show. We're having a blast. We're here in the studio. Tyler Barrett has joined me from Regenerative Labs. I'm here with John, and we're learning what radio is like really early in the morning. But one of my really, really good friends, a guy who is a great guy and I've known for 40 years, Bert Merritt, is joining us. Bert's the executive director of the Florida Panhandle Billfish Series, presented by Miller Lite, the sponsor of that. And good morning, Bert. You up and at 'em?
Hey, yeah, good morning, Danny. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you just fine. Yeah, even though it's this early, I don't believe I've ever heard your voice at 5:50, Bert. But I know you're really involved.
That is correct. That is correct.
We have about 7 or 8 minutes to try to get a lot in. You've been involved in big game fishing. We love events. Bert helps us with Mardi Gras every year and just is a wonderful event type person and got involved in fishing way back in the Oyster Bar days. People remember the Oyster Bar on Navy Boulevard and Perdido Key and even Gulf Breeze for a while. And we all worked together back then. That's been 40 years ago, Bert, it feels like. So, but you got involved in fishing and found a passion. Tell everybody kind of about all the billfish tournaments you're associated with.
Well, along the Gulf Coast, the northern Gulf Coast of all the states, I'm involved somewhat in just about. I'm a promoter for Bay Point and for Biloxi. And I get a hand in just about every tournament just to help out. I'm a volunteer for the most part on all tournaments. But we go down to Cabo. We do two tournaments down there with the Bisbees, Bisbee Black and Blue. And I've been in this a little over 40 years total, Danny, and you were there. We were all together back at the Oyster Bar days. That was a lot of fun, and just stayed in it. It's a lot of excitement for me. I enjoy the camaraderie that we put together for these guys, and you know, get the sponsorship and everything to keep them rolling. It takes a lot to keep these tournaments going, and I've been in it a long time, and I enjoy it. I worked at the college for years, and did this on the side, and now I'm retired, and now I help with Danny with real estate on the side. So I really enjoy it, Danny.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, so Bert, those big game fishing tournaments, it's really an art, and those dudes have a ton of money in boats, and the tournaments are kind of expensive, but they're all first class. And I guess what you saw was a way to try to pull everybody together and came up with this idea for the three tournament deal. So tell everybody about that, because it just is wonderful.
Yeah, so I was hired to run the Bay Point tournament down in Panama City, and I took it to the Pensacola Big Game Club, to see if we could align their dates with our dates here in Florida. And so now we put together, with the help of the Big Game Club, Robo Wibbs brought it to me after a year of it sitting idle and said, hey, let's do this thing, because I had already presented it. So we have Pensacola, then we have Sandestin, and then we have Bay Point. Week to week to week, three tournaments in a row. And so we put together a little point system and got some sponsors. We got some great sponsors in Miller Lite, Piedmont, Kia. A lot of people came through for us, and it takes sponsors because we're a volunteer staff. And we are, we have prize money, we have prizes. We gave away a $10,000 hunt down in South Africa to our good friend Gerhardt Voss down there. And so yeah, we put these point system together. It's a lot of fun, and one of the goals is to bring more boats to Pensacola. Okay, so we have big marinas in Sandestin, we have a big marina in Bay Point. We don't have marina in Pensacola, so this is the challenge. And so to get that reciprocal, to get those boats to come back here, we've got to have more marina space. And long term, I think we'll get that. But short term, we need to develop the bayfront. That's just a passion of mine. I would love to see us have the Palafox, at the minimum, have Palafox back up and going full. But I would like to see an extended marina, you know, all the way down to Patty Slip.
Well, there's nothing like seeing those beautiful, huge boats from all over come, you know. And I know the tournament that you help run in Biloxi is a tremendous economic boost for them, the people that come and enjoy coming and don't mind spending a little bit and bring a bunch of people with them. That's a lot of fun. And a tournament in Biloxi is huge, and then a tournament in Panama City, Bay Point, is great. Pensacola ought to be in the mix, shouldn't it?
That's correct. I've already raised the one in Panama City to be the third largest in the Gulf, entire Gulf of Mexico. So Pensacola can benefit from that economic boost, from these sport fishers that come in here and spend a week or two in Pensacola. Is a tremendous economic boost. And we've seen it go on now in Panama City just the last 2 years. And I think it's going to grow again in Pensacola. Like the old days, Pensacola was king, for people who don't know that.
Forever.
Pensacola had the biggest tournament in the Gulf.
Always on July the 4th weekend, right? So,
yeah, it was. Now it's the second week of June. They've moved. That's part of what we've done. It tails in at the end of a Fiesta. And so it dovetails, and it did that many, many years ago. Then they went to July 4th weekend for many years. But the holidays, Danny, in the sport fishing world have become more private, family time. So we've seen that shift from everybody wanting to fish on these holidays to fishing with family on holidays. So the big tournaments, the big things that we do no longer fall exactly on these holidays.
Well, and you mentioned it earlier, but you work with Mr. Bisbee, I guess is his name, and Bisbee's tournament is among the biggest in the world, huh?
Yeah, Wayne Bisbee runs, him and his sister run three tournaments down in Cabo San Lucas, and they are the biggest money tournaments in the world. The White Marlin Open ran last week up in Ocean City, Maryland, and they draw boats from all around, too, and they had 318 boats up there in Ocean City. So their purse was $8 million.
Wow.
Okay, and I get approached all the time here on the Gulf Coast. What can we do to get 300 boats? What can we do to get 300 boats? Well, we have to have a 300, 400 boat marina. That's what we need.
Yeah.
So, but Ocean City, it changed their economy. It changed it totally to have the marinas that they put in up there. So that's my goal. That's what I look for. I like the waterfront, and I like to see us have more and more slips available to boaters to come in to see Pensacola.
Yep. Bert, we appreciate you also, after retiring once, getting involved in a little bit of real estate and helping folks. You're wonderful at doing that. So maybe some waterfront development, maybe we can push that your way a little bit. I know I was texting you when you were in Cabo last time. Tell everybody some of the names of the people that fished.
Well, in Cabo, we get people from all over the world. It's an international event, and we get teams from all over. We get teams from Russia, believe it or not. We get teams from Ukraine, Japanese teams with their celebrities. They bring them in there. But also, you get all the top names. You get all the people who own Costa Del Mar. I mean, yeah, Costa Sunglasses. You get all the pelagic guys that actually own. So your teams are made up when you're in Cabo. And somewhat now up in Ocean City is you have Pat Healy with Viking Yachts. You have the owners of these big corporate, and that's who fishes down in Cabo. So we see everybody. We see celebrities, and we see all kinds of people who are at the top of this sport across the board.
Well, any Hall of Fame basketball players?
Oh, yeah, well, we see a lot of basketball players now, But MJ is the number one. Now, he was up in Ocean City again, and we're trying to get him in the Gulf. There was word he was coming in the Gulf last year, but they didn't. These boats travel kind of, they move around, and then that's where they fish. So we're trying to get Michael Jordan in the Gulf, and Jack Nicklaus's grandson fishes with him, but he also fishes on another boat. So we get,
I think,
you know,
didn't Greg
Norman's boat was in the Gulf this year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so Greg,
great.
Greg fished, his boat fished Biloxi, and it fished it in Sandusky.
That's fantastic. Well, it's a big business,
yeah, so
it's important.
He fishes a lot, actually. Greg Norman fishes a lot out of Fort Walton Beach, and you know, just kind of low-key, but he fished a couple tournaments this year. And but yeah, all of them fish down in Cabo, and that's kind of a draw for a lot of other people. I mean, they can have a $10 million purse this year.
Gotcha. Burt Merritt,
a big draw down there.
Burt Merritt, executive director of the Florida Panhandle Billfish Series, presented by Miller Lite, joined us. Thank you, Burt, for coming on with us. We got to take a break. I don't control this, but I'll see you on the air at 92.